Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. Governor Robert Bentley says there are no easy solutions to the state's budget and prison problems. Bentley, in his second inaugural address, says state leaders face tough decisions as they come into office for the next 4 years. However, Bentley says state leaders will not shrink away from the challenge. A budget shortfall and the state's severely overcrowded prisons are expected to be the biggest problems facing the legislature when it convenes in March. The governor is expected to give his proposals when he gives his State of the State address in March. Today's the day the nation observes the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. With the incidents of Ferguson, Missouri, New York City, and the recent release of the film Selma, civil rights are once again on the forefront of people's minds. Doug Shipman is the CEO of the National Center for Civil and Human Rights in Atlanta. He believes if Dr. King were still alive, he would still be working towards his goal of equality.
He talked about building a community or facing chaos in society. He really wanted America to reflect a place where everybody could participate. And I think he would continue to be challenging all of us and the government on whether or not that was the case.
The National Center for Civil and Human Rights works with organizations in Alabama, including the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery and the Civil Rights Institute in Birmingham. And today's the moment of truth for participants in a statewide weight loss program. Scale Back Alabama is holding weigh-ins at the start of this year's program to help people shed pounds after the holidays. The Alabama Hospital Association and the State Department of Health are teaming up on this program, which has helped Alabamians lose more than 1 million pounds since 2007. Molly Kilman is the Nutrition and Physical Activity Director for the Department of Public Health. She thinks the program is effective because participants have the support of a partner.
So you're going to have a partner as you kick off the program. We feel like having that partner will help hold you accountable. You'll have that person to cheer you on and provide encouragement.
The program will last 10 weeks with the final weigh-ins starting in early April. There's a follow-up campaign after that to help people keep the weight off. Take a look at weather across much of the state this evening. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 30s. And along the coast, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 40s inland and the upper 40s directly along the coast. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.